Well, these works are fairly high up in the tower itself. The tower is semi-ruinous. Access is limited to the visitors normally to a lower level deck and a small upper level platform. But we've built a scaffold to carry out some of the works that we're doing. So we intend to have those who attend the inside event actually get up the scaffold to these sorts of places you'd never get to see. All the work that we do has to get legal authorization. So we have to draw up detailed proposals, present those to the part of the government that within Historic Environment Scotland that judges these things and present these proposals and get approval.
This work that's presently going on, when are we likely to see you have to revisit? When was this last worked on and when is it next likely to be worked on again?
That's a good question. We're actually removing and replacing some steel beams that were inserted round about, we think, in the 1920s. So it's lasted now. So that's the guts of 100 years. The beams that we're inserting are stainless steel, so we're hoping it'll last at least 150 years. But it's important to remember it's an ongoing process looking after these structures, especially because they're ruinous. So there are aspects of the buildings that are open up to the elements. There are roofs missing, floors missing. Visitor numbers are up at about 300,000 a year now, and that has quite a wearing effect. So part of our job is ensuring that we're replacing paths, that we're providing wear-resistant surfaces, and a lot of our work is geared up to managing these high numbers.